Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
But I do want to talk Conor Bradley before then, Chloe. And it's just, he was class. I really did. Every minute he plays for us, and look, this is now, it's still a small sample size, let's be clear on this. But he's getting stronger as games go on as well. It's not like he's just keeping his head above water and then, you know, he's getting late in the game and then he's going, there was things in that second half and it was pivotal to Liverpool continue their dominance. He's running 20, 30 yards up the pitch and getting his foot in ahead of their men and kickstarting counter-attacks. I just thought he was great.
Yeah, he's been superb when he's being called upon. I absolutely love how much he backs himself, no matter who he's up against. When obviously we did the little huddle before kickoff, he comes over to our side because he's playing on the right, and the reception he gets and he gives us it back, you know, he looks at us, he gives it a little bit, and you can just tell he knows what it means to play for us. He's loving it, and he was superb once again. Defensively, he was really solid. Ibu Konate played phenomenally as well, which, you know, that's crucial being on that right-hand side with a youngster. But going forward, does he get the assist for Jota?
Yeah,
does that officially count? Because what
does
ball...
it?
No, I gave it to Jota.
You can't assist yourself.
You can. He did.
Either way,
I'll give it a mic one.
He asked,
you've seen that. Yeah, yeah, I was boss.
Love well, him. Conor Bradley's ball first time, by the way, to Jota.
Maybe we should get the assist to the Bournemouth fans.
Maybe, yeah.
I watched it back. Oh, it's so funny.
They weigh
when he misses the first one. So he misses it and they all go, way! And then he slots it in the back of the net.
They haven't learned, have they? They haven't learned.
Roy Hodgson.
But yeah, back to Conor Bradley on the front foot, stepping in, reads the game really well. That's why he's so good at stepping in front of the man and winning the ball first. And he starts counter-attacks. He starts the high press from the ball up the pitch. He looks shattered all the time pretty much in the second half, but yet he just gets every ounce out of himself. And yeah, what a superb performance. What can you say? Like, he's a young lad who stepped in for Trent Alexander-Arnold.
Yeah.
And like, it's like, of course we miss Trent, but like, it's not like anyone stood there thinking we need him back in that position straight away.
Yeah.
It's like he's just mopping up when needed.
I'll come to you in a second, Dan, but just some comments on this from YouTube. Liam Benton with the Super Chat says, shout out Conor Bradley, already with more Premier League assists than Anthony.
Okay, yeah, he has to. I take the assist off Diogo Jota and give it to Bradley now.
Much like Anthony, you're going to spin on that. And come back four times.
Josh Owens says, Bradley was outstanding, could definitely play him against the bottom half teams and get Trent in midfield.
There you go.
That's maybe what I was alluding to.
Says, love Conor Bradley, long may it continue. But it goes to show that obviously we all have our concerns at the end of every summer transfer window of like, have we got enough in certain positions? And I felt at the time it was a little skewed by the injury to Conor Bradley. And it's hard to kind of go back to the wall to say, we're all right because we've got Conor Bradley, who is a lad who'd done a season on loan at Bolton and currently had a back injury, you know. Yeah. And you're thinking, okay, well, yeah, that wasn't a hill I was going to die on in a big way in the summer. But it did show a little bit, you know, we've seen it now with Bobby Clark coming back as well. And obviously, Gerald Quant is the headline example of this, that there's some absolutely stellar depth at the football club, even Owen Beck comes on and looks quite lively, yeah, you know, at the back end of the game, that perhaps our squad depth is a little better than maybe we'd feared, you know, in the depths of misery in the summer.
Yeah, 100% it is. And I think we owe a lot to the academy and their pathway for that, to be honest with you. I think it's been an absolute revelation, certainly this season. Jurgen Klopp's use of these lads and the development has been outstanding as well. I think the bench and the kids have really sort of served us well at times this season so far. And it's been nice to have Europa League to fall back on and allow them to get some minutes and some first team exposure too. But yeah, I think as for Conor Bradley, yet another outstanding performance. I think he was helped by Konate alongside him, who was brilliant as well. But I think even Harvey Elliott getting back and helping double up on his man, and likewise Curtis Jones and Joe Gomez on the other side. I think that as a defensive unit, it was a really good performance yesterday, because Bournemouth had moments but just kept getting shut down essentially by those lads I'm talking about. But yeah, I think Conor Bradley is just another example of Liverpool's academy getting it right. And you mentioned the loan move. It's no great surprise to me that what we're talking about in terms of Bradley, defensively solid, puts every single ounce of effort in. But from an attacking point of view and his reading of the game, that stems from having a very attacking influence. He was player of the season last year at Bolton, won a trophy, and he was essentially playing as a right winger for a lot of that. So he likes to get forward. He's not shy about getting forward, which suits this Liverpool side absolutely perfectly.
The Europa League thing's interesting, because in Qantas as an example, it's a great sort of proven ground for some of these players, but Bradley hasn't benefited from that at all, Chris, because he's been injured.
He missed them all, he was injured.
So he's, you know, he's just come in, comes off the bench in the FA Cup against Arsenal, plays the full 90, looks dead on his feet against Fulham, and then he's had a little winter break and he's come back, and it's just really encouraging. And I thought the comment earlier was interesting. It's still early, very early to be unequivocally saying this, but if he plays like this and he can play at this level and more, then I do think it facilitates a conversation around what you do with Trent. Because if you can trust someone to play that job, and look, don't bear in mind, when Andy Robertson's back, Gomez will go back into that equation as well. But that does help, because if he's good enough and Gomez can do that and we've got left backs, then you don't need Trent to be a right back.
Well, yeah, but ultimately, let's not forget that Gomez might get himself back into the centre-half equation as well as being the right back cover. But before I sort of answer that, I just want to sort of talk on something what Dan was saying there, because I think when you think of the impact that Bacetic had last season coming in through the academy, Kwanzaa this season as well, Conor Bradley, Kurt Jones, Harvey Elliott, let's not forget these are essentially academy products as well. This is something where when you see Conor Bradley and the performances that he's put down, you understand he's been at the football club for near 5 years. Yeah. And he's watched Trent play right back for near 5 years. So he understands what Liverpool want from a right back. And it's everyone throughout the club and the pyramid of the club pulling in the same direction, wanting the same things from these players. Because Harvey Elliott and Kurt Jones are absolutely super. They understand what everybody needs around them. And Harvey Elliott, you referenced it, back helping out Conor Bradley. So there is a real sort of uptick in the form of the players. Think of that run that Owen Beck has late on, where he drives into the middle. That's as Andy Robertson a run from left back as you're going to see from anyone not named Andy Robertson.
Yes.
But it was exactly what he did. You know, Bobby Clark, bang, down the wing, running at one point and then keeping the ball and stuff. So these academy lads know what Liverpool want from their players, and Klopp's doing a brilliant job in giving them those opportunities. And you know, Bradley now, I think it's too soon to be talking about Trent in midfield because of him, especially when we do have the options in midfield. But my words, like, next season I'm probably not looking to loan him out. That's already what I'm thinking about. Why would you want to loan him?
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Well, it just, it changes the dynamic of what your transfer approach is, Chloe, because, you know, we've talked about the six positions and, you know, McAllister has a really good game. We'll talk about him next. Endo's really started to flourish prior to going to the Asia Cup. And obviously we looked at, like, how do you solve certain problems in the squad? Well, look, the ideal, Will, and it's not a sexy solution, because the sexy solution is to go out and spend loads of money on footballers. But actually, if you've got a really good right back, really good right backs in your squad, and you've got really good people who can be moved to play in the six, then, well, yeah, maybe we can spend some of that money on some more fanciful players, you know, more attackers or whatever else. It just gives Liverpool more breathing room, more freedom of choice of what they do next.
Yeah, it does. And it also means, you know, that extra, you know, 10, 15 mil that you had to spend on a potential new right back, new DM, that can now be put in a pot for the centre-back that you've been chasing. And that's the big thing. There are other areas in this squad which are much more needed to look at. You know, we've been going on about left-sided, left-footed centre-halves. And there's other, you know, there might be a situation with Luis Diaz again where there's another player where Jurgen Klopp wants him and he's liked him for ages. And it might not be the player we need right now, but it might be the player we need in a year or a year and a half. And you kind of want that person to have the breathing space, and someone else might try and take them, and it just means we've got the money there in the bank to go and do that. So yeah, it's, you know, these academy players coming through and being at the moment good squad footballers, and potentially in the future being our number ones in a starting 11, it only breeds more excitement for Liverpool, because not just have we got these talents, it also means we've got extra funds that we would have had to spend on them to go and really go and develop and you know, target the areas that we really want to improve on most.
Yeah, and we've done it with Nico Williams.
Yeah.
We brought him through essentially, didn't we? And then we got good money for him. We didn't want to sit behind Trent. You might not get a chance where Trent might be the right back for the next 10 years, mm-hmm. and Conor Bradley moves on, but if it fills the coffers up and there's another lad in the line who can take the number two spot, we don't want to be spending 12 million on Kostas Tsimikas to sit behind Andy Robertson. And, you know, I think now the academy's got the players where you don't need to spend 12 million on Kostas.
Yeah. Well, it goes back to that persistent point of, like, don't buy squad players, buy players who are better than your first 11, because your youth players should be your squad players. That's what, you know, all the players who've been pushed down the pecking order by better. What it does, Dan, is that Conor Bradley potentially just eases the pressure on Joe Gomez, because I think this is the issue we've had. We know what his injury problems have been over the years. We know what the injury problems of Konate have been over the years. Matip's already ruled out for the rest of the season, if not, you know, beyond, certainly, you know, obviously with his contract coming up. Bradley there just means that, yeah, we don't need, it's not, because we've got depth, but our depth is a little bit sort of Damoclesy hanging by the thread of Gomez's fitness, because he's so versatile. Bradley just means that, yeah, we can afford to go. There'll be games where we don't have to play Joe Gomez, is kind of what I'm
No, absolutely, mate. Yeah, and one of them could be coming up on the weekend, maybe not in midweek necessarily, but the Norwich game might look a little bit like that. But you're right, essentially, our depth goes as far as Joe Gomez, in so much as he's the right back cover, the centre back cover, and the left back cover. Yeah. So, yeah, Conor Bradley eases the burden substantially on Joe Gomez, or by use of Joe Gomez, which is massive, because as Cliff references before, there could come a time in the coming weeks whereby we might need Gomez to do a little stint at centre half, if he knows what that looks like anymore, by the way. It feels like forever since I've seen him play centre back. But yeah, Conor Bradley's emergence. And what's another interesting point on this is we signed a lad a little bit older than Conor Bradley, who felt like he was going to be the number two in Calvin Ramsey. And Conor Bradley has usurped Calvin Ramsey now in this pecking order for me. And his performances warrant that. And what happens with Ramsey next remains to be seen, really. But credit to Bradley for that in the first instance. And just to finish on the academy as well, if what I seen on Saturday night is anything to go by, Liverpool's academy is in a very good state of play, because we absolutely demolished Arsenal 7-1. And Jadon Dans, Lewis Kumars, Trent Cohen-Doherty, Trey Anyoni as well, by the way, 16. My God. We are in good, safe hands for a while yet.
Amazing. What do you think of Conor Bradley? Let us know in the comments underneath. Very, very exciting start, and certainly this season.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.